Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Malak v'nimsa treifa. If the Kohen did Malika, and then he finds that the bird was a treifa, Reb Meir Omer, Reb Meir says, Eina metame b'beis habliya, the bird's Malika will be valid to the extent that it will not be an avela, as we discussed earlier. And Reb Yehuda says, metame b'beis habliya, that since it was a treifa, it turns out that the Malika was never appropriate, and therefore, we'll just consider it a nevela. Amar Reb Meir. Reb Meir comes to support his position that Malika on a bird that's a treifa is not metame b'beis habliya. Because ma'im nevelas behema, if you have an animal that was shechted, she metame b'mago v'masa, that a nevela, the carcass alone, if it died without being shechted halachically, it would be metame by touching it or by carrying it. Shechitasa metaheres es treifasa, yet shechting it will be metaheret mitumasa, from its tumas nevela, even if it was a treifa. So therefore, nevela sa'if, let's apply this to a nevela sa'if, she'eina metame b'mago v'masa, that if it would just die, it would not be tame b'mago v'masa. Eino din, is it not for sure, she'tehe shechitasa metaheres es treifasa mitumasa, that shechting it should be purify it, even if it's a treifa, from being tame tumas nevela. So this applies, it's a formula to show that if you shecht a bird which was a treifa, that it should not have tumas nevela. Now let's take the formula one step further. Now, mamasina b'shchitasa. Now, just like we find by shechting a bird, shimachsharta b'achila, that it permits it to be eaten, umetaharis es treifasa mitumasa, and if it's a treifa, it will no longer be tame tumas nevela. Af milikasa. So let's apply that to malika on the bird also. Shimachsharta b'achila, that since it also prepares it b'achila, whether it's to be eaten to the kohen or whether it's to be put on the mizbeach, it should also be able to purify a treifa from its tumah. So therefore, Reb Meir is arguing, I have a rational formula to say that it should not be tamei tumas nevela. So Reb Yosi says, I agree with you on the first half of the formula, but not on the second half of the formula. Dayak nevelas behema. You can't go further than to say that it's the same as a nevela of a behema. Over there, shchitasa mitarosa, by the animal, only shechting it with a knife purifies it, not malika, avalai malikasa. So too by the bird, only the shchita will be mitaharit, but not the malika on the bird. Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Kol hazavacham shenis arvu behem chatos hamesos. All of the karbanos that was mixed in with them, Chataos hamesos, a chatos which has a halacha that it must die, or oy b'shar haniskal, or shar haniskal was mixed in with them, afilu achas beribo, even if it's 1 to 10,000, yamusu kulam, they all must die. In other words, although we find concepts of bittul, sometimes things are bittul in 60, sometimes things are bittul in majority, 1 to 2, sometimes things are bittul in 200, but here it's not bittul even in 10,000. Yamusu kulam, they all get the more stringent status and have to die. This arvu bishar shenev de boyavera. Let's say the many karbanos had mixed into them a axe which an avera was done with it. For example, oishahe mesis adam al piyedachad, perhaps it had killed a person, oyal pi bailam, or if the owner had admitted that his axe had killed someone, birovea uvenirva, or if the animal was used to commit bestiality, uvemuktza, or if the animal was designated to be a sacrifice to avodah zarah, or nevad, or if it was actually worshipped as an avodah zarah, uveesnan, or if it was used as an exchange to someone gave it to a promiscuous woman in as payment for her services, uvemechir, or an animal that was used as exchanged with a dog, uveklayim, or if it was an animal which was not a thoroughbred, it was mixed with another type of animal which renders it kalayim, ubetrefa, or if it is an animal which is possible because it will not live, ubeyotze dofen, or if it's an animal that was born via C-section. In all these cases, these are animals that cannot be brought in the mizbeach. The status is, yiru adshe yistavu, the whole flock has to graze until they get a mum, v'yimachru, then they should be sold. V'yavi b'dmei hayafesh behem me'oyse hamim, and you take the most expensive animals and then buy the carbon with them because we'll know for sure that amount of money was the minimal amount that was invested in the original carbon. This arvu bechulin tamimim. Let's say they were mixed with chulin, which are wholesome, whole animals, which are not carbonos, but they could have been carbonos. So one carbon was mixed in with many non-carbonos, which could be carbonos. Then we have a simple resolution. Yimachru ha-chulin le-tzarchi yasemim, sell the chulin and use those animals to be the carbon of the same category.